Hello and welcome to the Top 5. I am Homa Lezgi. Our first story, Iraq's Prime Minister Nouryan Maliki says the ISIL terrorists will eventually turn against their Saudi and Qatari supporters who call them revolutionaries.
You hear the Saudi and Qatari and some other Arab media calling them revolutionaries and that the Iraqi army is a sectarian force. But they've forgotten that they are living in countries brimming with sectarianism and marginalization of minorities. We tell them and all our friends and Arab brothers to be sure that terrorism will never be limited to the Iraqi borders. We will fight terrorism and foil this plot. But rest assured that the terrorists will turn against you and set your countries on fire with sectarian and civil conflicts.
Maliki also said the situation in Iraq is the result of a conspiracy by some political factions, but he expressed optimism that Iraq would soon weather this crisis. The Iraqi premier added that army forces will continue their operations against terrorists until victory. Maliki also appreciated calls by Iraq's most senior Shia cleric Ayatollah Ali Sistani for encouraging volunteers to join the army and help the government. Mr. Sabah Javad, director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, is with us now on the line from London. Mr. Javad, welcome to the Top 5. Sir, first of all, let's talk about the external factors in play here. Do you agree with the Prime Minister that Saudi Arabia and Qatar should be held responsible?
Well, I mean, everyone basically knows that for a long time now that Saudi Arabia and Qatari are heavily involved in promoting terrorism and helping terrorism, not only in Iraq, but also in Syria and Lebanon and Yemen and elsewhere, and, you know, even in Afghanistan and Pakistan. You know, Saudi teaching and Saudi finances and guidance has been going on for the past, basically, for the past 30 years in some part of the world. All these supports are documented. The Americans know about it. In fact, they are very reluctant to criticize their strongest allies in the Middle East, which is Saudi Arabia. And basically, their profits, they don't like to criticize them because of their financial power and because actually they serve the interests of imperialism and the interests of Israel in the area as well. But now they cannot keep quiet about it because it's becoming obvious that Saudi Arabia is involved in the help and helping and promoting terrorism in the Middle East.
Mr. Sabah Jawad, director of the Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, with us there on the line from London.